Restoring safe funding has been a consistent theme of Assemblymember Tor Christensen over the past few months of budgeting. During his previous term 10 years ago, the Assembly dropped SAFE from the budget and created a pool of money that all nonprofits could apply for.
I didn't like that. I didn't realize at the time just how big of a change that was going to be. So I'd like to move that we appropriate $50,000 to SAFE specifically as a line item in the budget.
Christensen's amendment was welcomed by Mayor Mim McConnell and Phyllis Hackett, both of whom had interest in raising the amount the city contributes to local nonprofit organizations, currently budgeted at $100,000. The trouble is that Sitka's 2014 budget was built on an almost Faustian bargain by the former administrator. Interim administrator Jay Sweeney reminded the mayor of this.
Jay, if the Assembly had decided to spend another $100,000 on nonprofits, what kind of an impact would that have on the future budget?
I don't know that I can tell you what impact it would have on future budget. The one thing I can tell you, though, and this hasn't been brought up in the public discussion this night, and that is that the reason that the administrator delivered a balanced budget in terms of revenues and expenditures in the first place is that the amount of money the Public Works Director has recommended be designated or earmarked towards capital improvements and repairs of infrastructure was trimmed far below the recommended amount.
The Public Works Department has identified road maintenance projects alone totaling over $3 million, with Edgecombe Drive at the top of the list. The 2014 budget provides $500,000. Increasing funding for the rest of Sitka's nonprofits proved difficult, as Phyllis Hackett soon learned.
I'd like to amend this to increase support to nonprofits by $100,000.
That silence is the sound of Hackett's motion receiving no second. The issue for Pete Esquiro was less about pitting the value of social services against the value of roads and more about a deficit budget. The 2014 budget was $125,000 in the red. This was his line in the sand.
Part of the recommendation that has to do with the $50,000 to SAFE, I'm for that. However, I am totally against deficit spending. Always have, always will be.
Esquiro was willing to increase the amount of money going to SAFE by deducting that amount from the $100,000 set aside for all nonprofits. Mike Reif and Matt Hunter agreed, but their amendment failed. The fear of a projected deficit was tamed by some good news. Interim Administrator Sweeney reported that higher-than-expected state revenue sharing in 2013, plus federal Secure Rural Schools funding, had produced a surplus this year, about $1.1 million, which the city could have at its disposal for next year. Now it was Hackett's turn to question Sweeney.
Jay, if we do accept this amendment and if we do pass or approve this budget the way it is, do you feel that it's deficit spending? Knowing that we have this anticipated surplus coming in, does that feel like, because it doesn't feel like deficit spending to me, and I just want to get your take on that.
It depends on your perspective.
Sweeney said if you looked at 2014 as an isolated year, it was in deficit. But if you took a multi-year perspective, not a deficit. And also not unprecedented. Previous assemblies had used surpluses to balance deficit budgets. Only Pete Esquiro remained unconvinced. The motion to give SAFE $50,000 and its own line on the budget passed 6-1. Before closing out work on the budget, Mike Reif decided to use some of the remaining surplus to address the document's biggest flaw.
The amendment I'm making is increasing the amount budgeted for Edgecombe Drive from $223,000 to $723,000, an additional $500,000 to be allocated.
Reif agreed to make the increase contingent on the projected surplus becoming a real surplus at the end of this fiscal year on June 30. Sweeney put the odds of that happening at 75%. The Assembly unanimously approved. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.